Welcome to this episode of the Untitled Podcast with your hosts, Sebastian and Roston.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Today on this episode, we're going to talk about this weird topic that we just came up early on. What was it? It was about...
All right. Let's say you're in a car, right? You have a long car ride going ahead. You have to listen to one of these artists throughout the whole car ride. Now, your options are Childish Gambino, Kendrick Lamar, Kanye West, and what was the last one? Do you remember?
It was Frank Ocean.
Frank Ocean. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Okay.
Now, his answer, you were speaking to a couple of the other homies, and you said...
Yeah, I said Kanye West. When you really think about it, Kanye's discography is so large and packed with so many different varieties of music that I don't think you'd get bored. Not necessarily bored, but you like the same way you wouldn't... You'd feel... satisfied with it by the very end. If you want some lyrical Kanye, you can go back to his older, you know, older jams. If you want some weird beats and this and shit that are loud.
And
yeah,
stuff.
You can go with
see, Jesus. He said Kanye when he first said Kanye, and I was like, over Frank, freaking Kendrick,
over
Gambino. I was like, yeah. hold on, you know, that's a bit. And then when we actually talked about it, we actually like, you know. Okay, it makes more sense. Like, Kendrick, I love Kendrick, my favorite rapper, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, I'm not always in the Kendrick mood.
Yeah, in the Kendrick mood.
You know, like, it's cool. I love his music and all, but it's like, you know, all right, man, I don't want to hear it. What's that one song that's like 8 minutes? Like, 7, 8 minutes? You, right? That's not...
Yeah, no.
How long is You?
You talking about Mortal Man?
Mortal Man, yeah, that's what it was.
Like, 13 minutes
yeah,
long.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry.
It's really good, though. It's really good.
I going down the freeway, stuck in traffic, listening to Mortal Man. You don't hear that no more. And mind you, this is the only artist you can listen to for the whole car ride. Man right. said from like Florida to like Seattle, which is like how long? Like a 3 day car ride?
That's 3-4 days.
3 days
right
of Kendrick,
there.
I yeah. wouldn't want to listen to him. Yeah. I don't even know if he'd be my favorite rapper after a while.
I don't even think they have a discography enough to like.
But that's when you listen to, like,
listen to
overly
it.
Overly dedicated. And that's like early on Kendrick. Oh like Michael God. Jordan. And then what came after that? Was it Section 80?
Section 80.
Section 80 is really good. I love Section 80, actually.
And you got Good Kid.
Good Kid, Mad City. I've listened to for years. To Pimp a Butterfly. Untitled and Mastered.
Untitled, that's going
to
be really
good. That's a
good,
you know, mix of, like, sounds and jazz sounds. It's great. Damn was okay. No, I like Damn, but it was all right. It got overplayed too much.
I was hearing, like, some stuff that, like, Kendrick has this, like, alter ego on Damn. And I really want to dive into that and see, like...
Who's the alter ego, bro?
I don't know. I don't fucking know. Who's the alter I heard ego? It somewhere. I think I might be listening to, a different podcast to, like, get into that.
How do you feel about J. Cole's alter ego, Kill Edward? Who is Kill Edward supposed to be? Is it just, like, his
okay,
dad
I heard, I heard that it was some stuff, like, Kill Edward was, like, his dad and, like, all that stuff. And I was like, okay, like, it works. It works for him. It works for the music he wants to make.
Yeah.
I just don't like how... Kill Edward was only it was on KOD, right?
It was on KOD.
That's it's only been on KOD.
So he just started? I don't know.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, with his next album, like, I heard Kill Edward is gonna, you know, I guess, feature on it.
Right.
But like, with what premise is it gonna fit with that?
It's the same dude. Well, I mean, his what's it called? The Fall Off?
I think so.
It's called The Fall Off.
Yeah.
It's supposed to come out this year, something like that. I don't know. Is it still going to be the KOD? Was it Kids on Drugs? Is it supposed to be that premise?
I think
still?
It's like three different titles.
Because it said it was like not a two-part, but like it's supposed to be the follow-up to that album.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the premise of the album is going to be, but I liked KOD.
What's J. Cole's best album?
Me, personally, I don't have a favorite. But all over the place, everyone says 2014 Forest Hills is his best album. That is his best album.
I know I got some people out there would disagree, but honestly, I really
What's
like
better
that
than
album.
That, though?
Four What's Eyes Only?
I like Four Your Eyes Only.
I do
really
too.
Good. I love
I just don't know.
People, I hate it when it first came out. It was boring, bro.
Yeah,
J. Cole,
yeah, it was
boring. Everyone who says J. Cole is boring.
Don't get me wrong. I was listening to 2014 like over and over and over. And J. Cole didn't drop anything for a while.
Right.
Till Four Eyes Only came out.
I
and
like
I like I overplayed it till I didn't like it anymore.
And I like those two songs he dropped. What was it? False Prophets? The one with the waves?
Yeah, and
Joey?
Something Never Dies. Something like that.
Everybody Dies.
Yeah, Everybody Dies.
And then
dies.
He had another song, High for Hours. I didn't really listen to
it. Didn't he like diss Kanye in one of those songs?
Nah, False Prophets. He was talking about False Prophets.
The music video is really cool too.
Yeah,
I like the
color,
on it. Yeah, I like it.
But not to get sidetracked or anything like that. Speaking of Kanye, anyway, We kind of chalked it up to like
the gospel album. You know,
What was it called? Jesus is King.
Jesus is King.
And then the second one, I didn't.
It wasn't his. He wasn't on it. But it's Jesus is Born.
I didn't listen to it.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay.
How you gonna drop something like Yay and Kids See Ghosts?
I didn't like Yay that much. I listen to it now. It's okay. Like
I was listening to that one song the other day. Kind of Wouldn't Leave. It's just good.
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about.
It's pretty good. But
best album. What's Kanye's best album? That's for really
me,
hard.
Or just like for me personally, I love Graduation. Graduation really? Is my shit. Like when I was listening to that as a kid, bro. Flashing lights on the TV.
Yeah, that's really good.
Good Life
I wonder. Oh my god.
106 in part BET shit. Jesus, every day Barry after Bonds. School. Come on now, Barry Bonds with fucking Lil Wayne. Right?
Big Brother's on that, right?
If Big's brother was Big.
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
I think mine would have to be...
Good Morning is so good.
Yeah, I think mine would have to be 808s. I cannot get over the fact that 808s paved the way for artists like Travis Scott and psychedelic, you know, artists like that.
Swim Good
which
by Frank Ocean
auto-tune.
Was inspired by 808s.
Really? I didn't know that.
You know when he says, when he starts humming and shit? That's inspired by 808s. Mm. And if you listen to some of the songs on 808s, like Say... No, not Say You Will. Heartless. If you listen to Heartless and the humming, and then you listen to Swim Good's humming, he said it was dedicated, not dedicated, but it was like inspired by that.
I also think that 808s has one of the best outro tracks of all time. Pinocchio Story. And the fact
live
that it,
version?
Yeah, the live version.
Okay.
I think it adds so much emphasis. And yeah, like it might get annoying with people screaming, but like, I don't know what it is. Like it just resonates with me. I remember the first time I heard it on record.
Yeah.
Whoo, buddy.
Love Ooh. Lockdown was good. There's a lot of variations of that song. I've heard other people make versions of that song, which is cool, but I don't Say You Will, and then like what is it, like a next 3 minutes of just the beat playing? It's good. I like it. It's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be in a car where I listen to all 3 minutes of the
I wouldn't. I've walked from my house to the bus stop. Just Say You Will, just listen to that for you. And by the time I reach your house, it's already done. But
I think personal album wise, I'm going with 808s. I think in general, I keep seeing
just the beat playing for 3 minutes.
Like who sits with that? Like, all right, man, I'm gonna pop my head with
it's
it.
Good. I know Gucci Mane did that shit. One song.
What?
He just kept saying "wop."
Who listens to Gucci Mane like that?
I don't. He had this one good song though.
All right, hold on.
He did good on the Crew remix though.
I haven't heard that.
The Crew?
Tiny sidebar. sidebar. Would you rather listen to the 3 minutes of Say You Will or the end of Telephone Calls? What are you listening to?
I mean, that one's hype, and Say You Will is just like, alright, it's cool, it's mellow. It's just like the same beat that's looped.
So what are you... He's saying the same thing over and over again.
Telephone calls after... Well,
are you serious?
Shut the hell up. He just keeps saying, walk. Was that... Who was that?
I don't know.
They said Playboi Carti was in the song, and I was like, don't tell me that's Playboi.
I don't think it was Playboi Carti. I think his ad-libs were in that song.
I don't hear him.
They siphoned his goddamn career.
I don't hear him. I think Say You Will for 3 minutes because I don't mind it.
I'd rather get a little hype with Telephone Calls.
Amazing is another song.
Off 808s?
Yeah, Amazing with Young Jeezy. I don't like Jeezy, but
so amazing.
Yeah, that's clean. It's a good song. No matter what.
Actually, I've been listening to Yeezus a lot, and it's actually really like after you get the fact that like oh these beats are crazy and stuff like
is that the one Black Skinhead
mm-hmm.
love
it's
Black
really
Skinhead.
Good
music video's weird
it's
but
really good I like that whole album like it went up in my rankings because like it's crazy like the production and everything and yeah his substance like what he's talking about is you know as high as you know the
so
College Dropout
Jesus or Life of Pablo for you.
Life of Pablo has what, like 20 plus tracks?
Are you serious?
Yeezus has like what, 11, 12?
If I'm being quite honest, I'm not even gonna lie to you, I didn't listen to all songs off of that.
Neither have I. I haven't listened to songs that are like really good, like Saint Pablo. I heard it's one of the best songs and I haven't heard it. I was like, oh. Okay.
The only Kanye songs that are albums that I listen to all the way through, probably College Dropout,
yeah,
808s,
yeah.
Graduation. And I didn't listen to Yeezus all the way through.
You didn't listen to Ye all the way? 7 songs?
Yeah, I did. I think I did.
I couldn't get through it, man.
This nigga was stuck. He started screaming, like, at the beginning of one of his songs saying he got a superpower, his bipolar, he started screaming. I was like, he's lost it.
He did the same thing off at the end of Follow God. At the end of Follow God, he was just going crazy. Anyways, I mean.
Okay. Oh, and what was it? Frank Ocean,
let's shift to Frank.
Frank Ocean's not for everyone. People are like, Frank's okay because he made that one song. And when I was a kid, I heard the song on the radio.
Think About You. Think About You.
I didn't know that was Frank Ocean until I got older. I was like, oh shit, I didn't know that was Frank.
I was so late to that wave.
Same thing with Gambino, which is funny because these all coincide.
Yeah,
I heard this. The first ever Gambino song I heard was Unnecessary.
That's
the first ever song.
Same. And Schoolboy, right?
Yeah. And then when I heard 3005, I was like, that's Childish Gambino? I was like, that's not... There's no way that's the same person.
And Heartbeat. All of those songs I heard to have... And I think... I remember back in 2015 after... was it 2015? 2014? When... Because the internet came out. And swimming pants... Or not swimming pool. Sweatpants. It was all over the place.
Everyone loves sweatpants.
You want to know how I figured out, like, that was the song? That was like... So I was... It was 2015. I was watching NBA highlights on Instagram, and the song, it was James Harden dunking at the All-Star game with sweatpants playing. Oh, I like this song. So I go in the comments, and this dude's like asking, what was that song? And it was Sweatpants by Childish Gambino. And ever since then,
you know what fucked up my head once? When I first Atlanta's a great show, by the way.
Oh, yes,
watch
Atlanta.
That show. If y'all don't know what watch that shit. We put you on, go ahead and watch
it. Emmy already.
Dude. When I saw the commercial for Atlanta, I didn't know that was Gambino. I did not know. Because I have yet to see what Gambino looks like. I've never seen what he looked like, but I just heard his voice and I knew what songs he had.
Then I saw the show. You didn't see it off the cover because of the internet?
Yeah, I looked at him, but like, did you see how full his beard was and how much hair he had? I was like, I didn't know. Until my boy was like, that's Gambino. I was like, no way. And then I looked at him, I was like, that's Gambino? And he used to have this show called... He was in a show called Community. He looked so young compared to how he looks now. Yeah. And I didn't know that was him. And I was like, putting the pieces together. I was like, wait, he made these songs.
I appreciate that progression, by the way. He looked like such a kid back then.
He's still the same dude. It's so funny, man. He's such a great actor. His music's great.
I can't wait to see what he comes out. I know he's probably going to continue acting. And, like, he had a really big 2019.
Yeah, he did. I was telling... one of my peoples that
and 2018
he was great as a younger Lando.
Yeah,
man, it
he
fits
was.
So good. Fits so good. It makes no sense how good he looked.
The whole Star Wars community like praised when they actually casted him because
they wanted
him
to be Spider-Man though, which was weird.
For so many years they wanted him to be the younger Lando because he's perfect, you know?
Right.
And when they actually casted him, I remember like everybody was raving, like, yes, like, this is what we want, like,
that's
good.
That's
like,
he's great. Perfect. He looks perfect. Like, I don't even know how to explain it. He's just a perfect Lando.
I hope he does drop an album this year, and it is really, really good.
He keeps teasing music. There was a song where he had a commercial.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
It was in a commercial.
It was a Google Pixel.
It was so good, though. It was good as hell. And I was like, yo, where's the song at? And then he released the Summer Pack with those two songs, Feels Like Summer.
Those were really good, too.
They were good. I like Feels Like Summer more than
He dropped Shoe. He has his shoe with Adidas.
Yeah, I wanted a pair.
I think at this point, he's just quiet.
And I like that about him, man.
Yeah.
He's really artistic.
How do you feel about artists that, like, disappear like that? Like Frank, like Kendrick, like Gambino.
We get it. You're gone. You're creating. But, like, yo, show us some signs you're alive. Like, Frank dropped, what, DHL and In My Room. I'm grateful for him.
Frank has, like, some signs of life when he... You know that whole... it's not really a podcast. It's like that channel that he has on Apple Music.
Blonded.
The radio station. Yeah, I guess that's like sometimes, and he sometimes is on it. He like talks and stuff, but it's ran by other people.
Before he actually dropped music, the only thing I heard from him was, hey, there was surveillance of him being trapped in an elevator. He was just sitting there on his phone, just sitting down. He was trapped in an elevator. He was just sitting there on his phone. I was like,
I remember that.
He's alive. He's alive. He's just sitting there chilling. He was trapped in an elevator. Kendrick. He's on a couple of features. He was on Ventura.
Oxnard.
Yeah, that song was really good.
Tense
was really good. I'm sure he's dropped something after that, but have you heard anything from Kendrick since then?
He was on that the Lion King soundtrack. Not the soundtrack for the movie, but like there was an album that came with the Lion King.
What was he on?
a song with Beyonce called Nile.
I don't think I've heard that.
It's
wait, did he perform that with her once?
I think so. I don't know.
I might have seen it.
I've heard the song a few times. I haven't given it like a really thorough listen, but like right. I don't think he like raps on it, but yeah. He's still like it's given his vocals. And personally, I think Kendrick, when he disappears like that, you know he's cooking. You know he's right. making some. He's in the lab. Always. I mean, he had a daughter.
Yeah, that's
he just had a daughter. So like,
he's gonna be busy with that.
I think he's gonna drop something, maybe towards the end of 2020.
Okay. Wow, I think that's a bit too long.
I think
so. Atlanta need to come back too.
That's definitely coming. We know that's coming. I think Frank's
probably
gonna
September.
I think Frank's gonna drop something in the summer.
Because if you look at the album covers or the cover of the song, it has like
DHL, yeah.
the little things at the
there's
bottom.
There's like 13. Yeah, there's 13
a song,
different
like,
ones.
Like in each song that it is, it's highlighted.
Yeah.
And you know, I think it's gonna be a collection of songs. I'm waiting for it.
I think it's every 4 years. I think that's what he's doing. Because Channel Orange, 2012.
The Olympics.
Blonde 2016, Endless is 2016.
Back
too.
To Gambino, I was just thinking about it. I was walking around outside and I was listening to it. Late Night in Kauai. I forgot how good
that's
that
really
song
underrated,
was, man. I love
that whole
album.
Tape is underrated.
I love that a lot. I think if I'm being honest, like, you know, maybe I could be pushing it a bit, but that's probably one of my favorite projects of Gambino. If I were to rank them, but
really?
I can't not rank like you know best to worst.
It's in my
anything.
Third.
It's
favorite.
Just like unranked. You know. My first go-to on the album, it depends. It really depends. Like, because there's songs on Because of the Internet that they just hit a certain part. They just hit me in a certain
like Earn?
Earn? Oh, man.
Oh,
people
Jesus.
Didn't know that was a real song. If you, what is it, the Sweatpants video?
Yeah.
It's at the end of the Sweatpants video. Mm-hmm. People didn't know that was a real song.
And Flight of the Navigator?
Flight of the Navigator.
Jesus.
That's another song. That
have you heard
special
the second version of that? What Kind of Love?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. Are you serious?
I'm not sure if I have.
It has the same chord progression, but it's played on an acoustic guitar, and he says other things. I think one of the bars
you
is
might
like,
have shown me that. You might have
there's
shown me
there's
that.
A bar he says, "Why get a dog? It's just gonna die."
Talking about,
but no, it's really good. It's really like an in your feels. I'm low key depressed.
You ever seen Gambino like sing like
yeah.
live, but
yeah,
he's
yeah,
like sitting.
There,
I forgot
was
what
it?
Song it was.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. It was on. I remember seeing it. He was singing with backup dancers. And
yeah, they were snapping.
Singers.
It sounded so
it
good.
It was really good.
I was like, yo, this man's insane.
It needs to come out for, like, streaming
services and stuff.
Not streaming services, like, mainstream music.
Side note, one of my favorite things is Tiny Desk. I
yeah,
love
Tiny
Desk. I love Tiny Desk.
You know what's really growing on me? A Color Show.
I love that shit.
A
love
Color
it.
Show?
I love it. The
really
first
good.
One I ever seen. I don't remember what it was.
I
think it was...
One.
Oh, man. I don't remember
what was
my
your first
one was. I gotta think.
Mine was JPEG Mafia's Thug
no,
Tears.
Was,
or Thug
was,
Tears. That was, oh my god. He's actually yelling. That's crazy.
My first one, if I were to look at it, then I'd probably see what it is. Probably Jid's Working Out.
Really?
Probably
that was kind of recent.
Probably that, or if not, then it was something. I forgot what it was. I know Earth Gangs was really
yeah,
good.
Earth Gangs really. They had two.
Gunna's, I like Gunna's.
Yeah, uh-huh.
The top of. It sounds better than a real song, in my opinion.
That's what I continue to believe. All Color shows that like have artists perform, they have better, I don't want to say
Brian's
quality of music
really good.
Quality of music, but
Rich Brian's was really good.
Yeah, Drive Safe, Freddie Gibbs
really
and Mad Libs.
Nah,
this man does not like Freddie Gibbs for
no,
some
no no no
reason,
I used to love Freddie Gibbs
why.
Way back. He was a good rapper.
What did he do to you?
I just don't like him though.
He's still really good. What are you talking
about?
I
don't listen to him anymore. Why?
His lyrics on Bandana are way better than Pinata.
I don't listen to him anymore. I don't listen to him anymore. Another thing is that when I started watching was Kenny Beats Is the Cave.
That's really good. I know I put you on to that.
You did not.
Yes,
I did.
I
myself. No.
You're a liar.
You're not.
You're
a fat
liar.
I'm not lying. No, I'm not. No way.
Anyways.
No way.
Anyways. This man's a fat
liar. I am not lying, bro. Whatever. I found it on my own. I was like, this is pretty good. I asked you, have you watched it? I've sent you a couple and you haven't watched it. Then you ended up watching it on your own. Then you see the JPEG Mafia
one. Okay, buddy.
No, I didn't show you that one.
Okay.
Anyways. You didn't want to watch it.
Anyways. Little sidebar for the people listening. We have this, I don't want to say it's a dispute, but we like to
it's
argue.
It's an ongoing dispute.
We like to argue.
And sometimes
who
it gets
put
pretty
who
serious.
Onto music.
I've put mans onto some artists, he's put me onto some, and I'll admit the ones he put me on, but
right.
There's times where I'm like, no, he got his shit.
Know, there's
he
times where I'm
wrong.
Like, come on now. So, anyways, back to the subject at hand.
So it was the four, and it was the four, you know, we picked out, you know, the albums. Your album, your go-to album for Kendrick is To Pimp a Butterfly.
To Pimp a Butterfly.
Same for me.
Hell yeah.
Gambino, to me, is probably... Well, Late Night in Kauai is not long, but
for
like,
me, it's because of the internet. I can play it from start to finish.
The Worst Guys is probably one of my favorite songs of all time. Yeah. Probably one of my favorite songs of all time. And that's kind of high for me, because I don't really have many favorite of all time songs, besides, you know, Kid Cudi, Day and Night's one of my favorite songs.
And especially...
Erase Me's fucking fire.
I don't mean to cut you off,
I love Erase Me too, man.
But because the internet... I don't know how much, like, people know how much I love that album, because not only is it an album full of, like, sounds.
Go ahead, man.
It's like
speak this, it, bro. There's a whole screen.
But, bro, there's a screenplay for it that's really good, and there's a short film. I don't know if you guys have seen it. It's called
Clapping for the Wrong Reasons.
Yeah, Clapping for the Wrong Reasons. It's, like, 20 minutes on YouTube. You can easily find it. There's a porn star in it. They ain't fucking doing anything. That's not the main
She's
just cameos in it for no reason. It's kind of funny. She's just in the
end.
She's still there.
I still don't know who she is.
Yeah.
And the cool thing about it, you know that song that he was playing on the turntables?
Yeah.
That's a Kyle song.
Yeah.
You don't even mess with Kyle like that.
I don't. I really don't. Like, I don't like Kyle like that. Rapper. Yeah, he's...
Artist, rapper, whatever. Artist.
That guy Kyle?
Like, yeah, anyway, I don't know what
he's talking about. But just when I discovered everything that revolved around that album, like, I just went crazy. There's like these...
Man, what insane,
minute,
bro.
Two
he came
minute,
to me with
three
some,
minutes.
Look at this. Read this. Read this.
There is...
You know that house? It's Chris Bosh's house.
It is Chris Bosh's house.
Is that why he answered the phone? He's like, I know who you're looking for.
I think so.
The Northern Hemisphere.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. A lot of the figures and stuff that's there is like, it's crazy. And there's a lot of like subtle things. It's like, I would love to have that house. Everything about that house is so cool. Yeah, the pool is crazy. Isn't Topanga from...
Topanga? Yeah.
Topanga. Topanga.
Boy Meets World.
Topanga. Yeah, she's in
I don't
that.
Know why she was in it.
Was weird. She like picking lemons or something?
Yeah.
Picking oranges?
Lemons and stuff. She was talking about her weird dream. We're not going to spoil it for y'all. But,
yeah.
You know,
go watch it. Check it out, please.
Because the internet, his go-to, maybe I'm kind of stuck in between. I feel like, what is it? His album?
Who?
His newest album. Gambino's newest album. I forgot the name of it.
Something about Waking My Love?
Yeah, that one. Brain Fart.
Oh, that was really good.
It's underrated in my opinion. There's a lot of good songs in there. A lot of good sounds.
It just doesn't fit everybody's ears.
Redbone, here's another thing that's archived, you know, it's way back. Me and Sebastian, we were on Gambino for years, right? And then when Awaken My Love came out, we listened to the first day it came out, and then we were on Redbone before anyone.
Yeah.
And we can
and
say
the,
that.
The night me and I think it no, it was me and your mama.
Yeah.
That came out before Redbone.
Yeah.
And we liked that. And then Redbone came out. And we liked the both of those
and
singles.
We were singing the lyrics. And we found the lyrics funny. My peanut butter chocolate cake with Kool-Aid. And we kept saying it. And then, what was it? Was it when Get Out came out? Or like way before?
Before it.
Before Get Out came out. Then people were like, yo, Redbone is so good.
It was overplayed.
It was so good. It was everywhere.
Radio.
And we were like, yo, we like this. I mean, you know, if you enjoy it, we're not trying to...
Yeah, we're not trying to self-credit ourselves.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
we were
yeah.
on the wave first.
We
but, like, we legitimately were on that
like,
the day it came out. I remember going to school listening to that.
Me and Sebastian had this tradition when we used to go to school together. We'd listen, we'd talk about the album the night before. Sometimes we'd even stay up, depending on how good the album was, like, you know, supposed to be. The Carter 5 by Lil Wayne. The next morning it came out. I was listening to it the whole morning. And we're just going back and forth with the songs, which was fire.
Taboo. I think we did that with Taboo.
Taboo
as well.
Was amazing.
We
Taboo
did that.
Was great.
What else did we did that for?
We did that with a lot. We did that with, even if not that, then just like albums we found. Like, you
I
know,
remember,
some Kaytranada albums that he showed me.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I love Kaytranada. Kaytranada is so good.
Kaytranada is really good. If y'all don't know who Kaytranada is, go check him out.
Go stream his newest album. This isn't a promotional. He's not paying me for this,
but
go stream his new album called Bubba. It's called Bubba. It's really good.
Bubba, you gotta say it with the lip. The bottom lip gotta hang.
Bubba.
But it's just music has always been like a big thing with us. You know, music is like really dope. You know, everything is music, you know. And hip hop, I would say for me, hip hop is like my main, because I grew up on 90s hip hop. You know, one of my favorite groups of all time, if y'all don't know, A Tribe Called Quest. I love A Tribe Called Quest.
Paved the way.
They're amazing.
There was another question that came up earlier. It was, what three hip-hop groups influenced hip-hop?
Right.
And one of the homies was like, Wu-Tang, Tribe.
Wu-Tang is highly, like,
Wu-Tang, Tribe, and The Roots.
The Roots?
And somebody else brought up the point, N.W.A.
N.W.A., yeah.
And we were like, oh. Okay. Oh, we can agree with that. So we came with that compromise of Wu-Tang, Tribe,
You can't forget other people that, like, you know, like De La Soul and, like, most Blackstar,
but that's a group, that's a duo.
I mean, yeah, but people consider it, because did you know that, I think, if I'm not mistaken,
like one album.
Tribe Called Quest, De La Soul, those groups came together huge group called Zulu Nation.
Yeah.
Bro, oh man, that's like, let's say, East Coast rap, right? That's East Coast rap.
Yeah,
because I was like, so, New York and stuff like that, and then West Coast '90s West Coast rap. Oh my gosh, that's when, like, Snoop Dogg was at his highest. You know, Dr. Dre, you know, Tupac. Tupac and Biggie is like a big, big argument still.
Who do you prefer, Tupac or Biggie? Personally, Biggie.
I like them both equally.
Personally, Biggie.
Because Tupac had some fire songs people still don't know about. Like, one of my favorite Tupac songs is I Get Around. Have you heard that one?
Yeah.
I Get Around. I love that song.
I love I Ain't Mad At You.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I Ain't Mad At You.
And then Dear Mama is the one that's overplayed
a
lot.
Yeah, of course.
What else?
What was the one song that he? I know it's well known. I should know this song, but I don't. His diss track to Biggie.
I know the name.
I know Biggie's diss track to him was "Who Shot You," but yeah, I can't remember his. I can't remember Tupac.
Hit him up.
It was hit him up.
Yep. It was Hit Him Up. But yeah, we're getting sidetracked. You know, music. We can go on and on about it, but I came to the, you know, conclusion. You know, Kendrick. You know, To Pimp a Butterfly. You know, Kanye. Your go-to would be 808s.
Mm-hmm.
My go-to, if not 808s, The Graduation.
Late Registration's up there too.
Childish Gambino. Awaken My Love, probably, because the sounds and the songs are lengthy too. So it's like, it gives you like a...
Another artist, Denzel Curry. If you had to pick one album, what would it be? That's a tough one for me, because I love Imperial. You know how much I love Imperial. I put you on that.
Imperial is staple. It's like... Joey was another artist I used to love listening to. Listen to him from time to time. But what's crazy is that when I saw the
You gotta answer it out. You gotta answer the question though.
Yeah, but you know, I gotta keep going, man. Zenith.
I think I'm a
probably Imperial. I think
really?
I go with Imperial.
I'ma go with Taboo only because of the features. I think Gold Link's feature. I think JID's feature. I think JPEG Mafia's feature. Y'all gotta know how much I love JPEG Mafia. Oh, but they
funny
all
thing about JPEG is, like, I used to hear his name a lot, and I'm like, I want to give him a try. I just never did. He ended up doing it. He loves this dude. JPEG. One of his albums came out on my birthday. It was All My Heroes and Cornballs.
Yes.
Loves that fucking
dude.
Thing.
Oh my god. Perfect 10, by the way. But those features, they wrap that album up really good. And not to say that Imperial doesn't have really good features, because it does.
Imperial's a straight rap. Like,
yeah.
And I was thinking about it. I'm like, Denzel can rap angry how he used to if he wanted to. But he just doesn't.
The 13 mixtape that he dropped.
Angry. But it was clean.
And the content he's putting out today is still really good.
Exactly. The
the crazy thing is, he can drop projects that have the type of substance that Taboo did.
Right.
That Imperial did. He just doesn't want to.
He could do what
he's
he wants.
Just doing
he's
other stuff right now. Like, Zoo's
one of my favorite artists. Zoo was good. A couple of songs on there that I was like,
more now.
Why?
It has a lot of replay value.
Really?
I go back and it's like, he made it for the purpose of it being like a summer banger. And
right.
Like, literally, back when the summer was around,
I was like,
I didn't like it. Wish?
Wish and Bushy Beat Interlude.
The beat, the birds, always get stuck in my head.
Birds with Rick Ross?
Rick Ross, yeah. Always gets stuck in my head for some reason. Bushy Beat Interlude is really good. It's not Automatic, the other one.
It's not
Speedboat either.
Ricky. Ricky gets stuck.
Never let nobody get
Vince Staples dropped
going.
Like three songs because of the Vince Staples
show. I like the first two episodes. I didn't like his most recent song.
I like that song.
I didn't. I don't know why.
I like the album cover too. It's kind of cool.
Isn't it like I know it's pink and like.
It's like a little face with like a gap in its teeth.
Yeah.
Anderson .Paak is another underrated artist,
love
man.
Dude,
Anderson
Ventura,
Paak,
man.
I love Anderson
Ventura
Paak.
Is
Anderson
Paak's so
music is
good.
Literally soul music. No one can do what he's doing. Right now, in this day and age of how music's going, no one can do what he's doing. I swear.
I waited.
All his
I
albums
waited,
back
I waited,
to back.
I waited.
Bro. No one can do what he's doing.
I can listen to Ventura any day, and it's just so good.
No one can do that album with No Worries.
Yes, we haven't even gotten to the topic of instrumental artists yet.
No, not yet. We should save that for another time.
Yeah, we should. We really should.
But to wrap up the whole main thing, we kind of decided on Kanye being the best for like a 3-day road trip, because you got any song, you got like any album for like any song in any mood. Even we didn't even mention the stuff with like Jay-Z with like
Watch the Throne, Edwards in Paris, man, and that whole collective with Good Music, Big exactly. Sean, and all those
we
guys.
We didn't even mention those.
You remember when Champion came out?
Champions. Yeah, I think so.
We run the city.
Yeah. Champions. And Kanye just has like a lot of the nostalgic music, like Power.
You know, Power, Stronger.
Yeah, Stronger, Power. That one song he has with Rihanna. It's well known. I don't remember.
I know what you're talking about. I can't remember.
And there's All of the Lights.
Y'all can't forget American Boy. Come on now.
That's a banger in itself. But yeah, we decided on Kanye being the best for a 3-day car trip. You could probably get tired of Kanye potentially, but you got albums, collaborative albums, you got, you know, a little bit of, you know,
Kids See Ghosts,
you know, things like that. Just tiny projects, big projects, you know, old Kanye, new Kanye, whichever
just
you
Kanye
prefer.
In general, I think, is one of the most influential artists. Yep. I'm gonna
remember this old argument? I was like, do you consider Jay-Z an icon or Kanye a mogul, or like switched up? Like, do you consider Kanye a mogul or an icon, and Jay-Z a mogul and or an icon? And then I forgot what you said. I think you said I think Jay-Z as a mogul and Kanye as an icon.
Yeah. Kanye's like definitely an icon.
But
especially in this day and age. But
yeah, we're gonna go ahead and wrap this up.
Yeah,
thanks for listening. I hope you listened to this all the way through. We kind of went crazy with it.
Yeah, I mean, it's the topic of music, and we've only scratched the surface.
The surface.
Yeah, there's so many more artists that we know and we listen to, and we'd
like to share with you guys.
Yeah,
too,
collectively, you know? Come together and just push it out. But besides that, we really appreciate you taking the time. If you made it this far, then we really appreciate you.
We're rambling and stuff.
Of course,
you don't understand, but. You know, thank you for listening to this episode. We'll be glad to see you guys next time. Yeah. And bye.
Stay safe, guys.
Yep.